Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's Friday. An hour number three of Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. Full buffet the rest of the show with you before we hand it off to the Michael Kay Show. Lots certainly to get into with you. Knicks get a win last night. OG Anunoby's elbow's all right. Said so himself. Just felt a little something-something, but he said he's going to be good to go, or expects at least to play Saturday against the Kings as the road trip continues. The Knicks at 39 wins right now, still holding fourth place in the Eastern Conference. You have, of course, the Giants and the moves that they have made so far, and one of them was to bring in Drew Locke to be their backup quarterback or more. It all depends on who you believe. The story out of Seattle is that the Giants enticed Drew Locke by saying that you can compete for the starting job, and the word out of Drew Locke is, not necessarily. But what do we believe when it comes to the Giants at this point? And is that really going to be their quarterback room? Those two guys and Tommy DeVito. Hard to believe. Moves are still happening around the NFL. If you're just joining us, Aaron Donald announced his retirement, and Kyler Murray, Bart, sent a tweet saying, thank God. So as I said, a lot to get to. We have calls, of course, with you to do. But first, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Listen, Milano.
Now, that's the other argument we're having here.
I'm
right
just
now.
Looking at these wallpapers, man. It's
like we're having that argument right now.
Shannon Doherty.
So you laid out it was Alyssa Milano or who was the other one again? Like, what was the other? I'm trying to remember now.
I forgot.
Was it Kelly Bundy?
Kelly Bundy. Oh, yeah. And you really took that like personal.
Yeah.
I mean, Christina Applegate, you got to put me on. I mean, that you really can't act like it's that big of a, like, this is not a 1 versus 16.
Yeah.
Like, you're making it out like this is a 1 seed versus a 16 seed.
It's a 1 seed versus a 4 seed.
1 versus a 4.
Yeah. Cause I'm putting Jesse and Kelly. You putting Kelly, who you putting, Kelly Kapowski, and I'm putting, Jesse there too.
Yeah, that's you had those two pitted against each other.
Jesse, right? Jesse's a 3. Kelly Kapowski's a 2.
Okay.
You know, she was a heartthrob there. You know what I'm saying? Zach Slater trying to get it in. I only know names. I don't know real names, man.
No, I know. That's the problem.
Character names.
When you see what's the dude that's on he does all the entertainment stuff now. What's
his name?
Mario Lopez?
Zach.
No, Mario Lopez.
Lopez. Slater.
Slater, right.
You know he put a couple down.
You think?
He had muscles back then too. Temples.
I know. Yeah. No, he was definitely a precocious neophyte.
Stuff.
Precocious neophyte. Like that was the thing back then too. Like when you're in eighth grade and the one kid, he's either Italian or he's Spanish. And he's already like got a little bit of a mustache going.
Yeah.
And he's already got the testosterone, so like muscles are already happening, and you're like, I just turned 13. Like, I can't keep up with this.
How the hell is this dude so buff? He's like Canelo Alvarez. It's the Mexican beef. I didn't know it had steroids in it. Like, man, come on, man.
It's like the worst. That must be, though, think about it. It's either the best or the worst age to be, depending on which side of the testosterone booster you're on. Yo,
my son had a friend that came over, man. He was 13. I was like, bro, this dude got a full-ass mustache, bro. I'm like, hell no. How old are you, man? That's crazy. Man, you can't
like it happens. The problem is though, is that when that happens, do you peak too soon? I'd love to hear from somebody that, that was me. Like I had facial hair. I was like the voice was already getting deeper, like and all that stuff. Because you know how the moms get when you get like that. Like you're 13, but you're already starting to develop, and all the moms get they giggle and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder, like, did that help? Did you peak too soon because of that?
Yo, I'm telling you, look, Bryce is 10, man.
Yeah.
Bryce is 10. He too young to watch TV. He too young to listen to my radio show now, so he don't know that. Bro, like I think like he was like 9, right? And I'll give him a bath or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I come and give him a towel. I'm like, yo, this little dude got hair on his nuts already. I'm like, what the hell is – I say, what? And it's going on.
You didn't need to share that.
you don't need to share that.
I'm just saying. But, I'm like, what the hell is in this food, man?
What are you feeding them?
Like, bro, I ain't had these conversations about that until I was, like, in middle school. This dude's in, like third grade, like, in second grade. Like, what the hell is going on, man?
But I was in 10th grade, and I was excited that I had to shave a little bit that was by, like, the sideburns. That's all I had, just a little bit. But because it started to, like, I'd shave, and then I'd have a stubble. And I used to always, like, rub my finger on it, like, as if I had stubble. Like, yeah, check it out. Like the rest of my face, not a shot, not nothing, not a single piece of hair.
BJ is opposite. I didn't realize he had stubble until I got close. Like, bro, you can grow chin hair. Like, he's been cutting it off for like a couple of years. Like, hold up. I was like, he forgot to cut because he only wears a mustache, and he don't know my theory about what I believe about young dudes with just a mustache.
Just a mustache.
You can't trust their ass.
No. Do you tell them that?
Like, bro, man.
Anybody that sees you now is going to look at you strange.
Hey, man. Like, you can't trust a dude. Like, you can grow chin hair and side hair, and you just got a mustache, bro. You over here looking like a crooked-ass Steve Harvey, man.
Oh, man. Todd and Summit wants to join the conversation on this. What's up, Todd?
Hey there. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh, my God. She was thick as peanut butter, bro.
You know that
Topanga.
That show came back.
Yeah, but, and she was the mom.
And she was the mom.
Yo.
Right? I never saw that show growing up, but I saw the after because my kids were watching that.
Yeah, she had them gray eyes. He was so wacky D, though. He wasn't moving correctly with trying to get to that.
Nah. Well, they ended up, I guess the show later, did they end up, I think in the, is it Girl Meets World?
Yeah, Girl Meets Girl. They had a kid. Listen,
and they had a kid, right?
That show would have got canceled because she would have been my real girlfriend. she was, man, Topanga was that. Ooh,
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, you were down with that. Okay. John in Hoboken. John, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
How you doing today?
Good.
What up?
We're having some fun on a Friday. You know how it is. Sun is coming out.
Yeah, very nice. All right, I got two quick points. I know Jet fans are still antsy, want more players. I do like what Joe Douglas has done. I am kind of hoping they pull a Rams and F them picks and go get either Higgins or Devontae. But I do like that they could either go Bowers, receiver, or tackle. And then the second point is I'm curious. Do you think that some of these free agents are a little scared of MetLife and the turf? Because you look at the Jets line the last, like, 3 years, you know, we've lost, like, four every year. I would love to see the Jets move to Queens, build a dome with a grass field. But, Bart, I know you don't really love that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, all it costs is $50 million between two owners to put a roof on top. They can add it. The building, what people don't realize, the building is equipped for it. It was prefab with the ability to be able to do that. Why wouldn't you put a retractable thing on there?
Well, I still don't get that.
And they don't put grass down because they talk about all the events they have.
But didn't Woody say, was it Woody that said they were always talking about it and they've talked about it with the Giants and because the World Cup's coming in and they're bringing
put it in
turf,
for World Cup.
I believe he said we're going to see how it goes and
they're
going to look
about
at
the
everything.
Events that they worried about the events that they host there.
Of course,
like,
because the grass will get covered, right?
Like, bro, what is your golden goose? It should be winning football games, and your prime investment is the NFL. So who cares, you know? Because you have to change the turf all that to me that was the dumbest thing. And the thing is, around here the turf will last a lot longer because we don't have the extreme weather that we used to have.
That's true. Although we get a lot of rain now. Greg in Greenberg.
That's good
Greg.
For turf.
Greg.
Gentlemen, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey, just real quick, if y'all remember me, I had the Donovan Mitchell story with my aunt and her pops and all that.
That's right.
Yeah, man. So,
you remember that story, Bart?
Yeah. He dated the wrong one.
Right.
You know what's funny, though? The other day, my aunt had to call Donovan the other day for something else. It was hilarious, man. It was hilarious. Oh, by the way, I just got my aunt's new number about a month ago. She stopped talking to me since then. It was funny.
She put you on probation. Yeah, how'd she find out?
She got
out,
real
son?
Mad about you putting her business
out. Oh, I put
there.
In a group chat and everything. And then the funny part is y'all made my segment a commercial, so it came on every 7 minutes. Oh, she was
pissed. That's great. You got to get her on the show. Once she's traded to the Knicks, we'll get her on the show.
So listen, here's the thing, right? So now we're talking about Kelly Kapowski and all that, right? Do y'all remember the movie back in the late 80s? It was called Just One of the Guys.
Yes.
Now listen, here's the funny thing. Now that young lady made me, her and Kelly Kapowski, they can come to the cookout. They can come to the cookout.
Oh.
Okay? And the funny thing was I tweeted because I had tweeted the lady from the movie, Just One of the Guys. She ended up following me, and I told her, thank you for helping my childhood. And she follows me to this day.
Now, is this one, is it Joyce Heiser?
Bro, tell me this. When are you going to shoot
your
shot, B?
Yes.
Right?
When are you going to shoot your shot?
Yeah. Oh, I shot. She might
Bart,
have, you know,
Bart, she's 66
me, but, you
years
know,
old,
you.
Man. She's 66 years old.
And?
Marcus. Yeah. Marcus.
Did Greg just say and?
Damn right.
Hercules.
Hamburger.
A win is a win.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Bart, now, two questions. If Claire Huxtable gave you a shot, you shooting, Bart, or
something? Man, Claire Huxtable get pregnant right now, and I don't know that ain't even possible. That's how strong my shooter would be.
Age don't matter,
Michael
baby.
Phelps. That's coming from my soul.
A win is a win, huh?
A win is a win.
That is true.
Listen,
that's
man,
a come
I appreciate
up, son.
You guys are awesome, man. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate you bringing it like you always do, Greg. Thank you, man. I love the storytelling. Have you ever seen that movie, Just One of the Guys?
I never saw that. I don't
she
remember
was,
that.
It was a she, what, she played football, right?
Mm.
No. I know what it was. She dressed like a guy.
Got you.
She did something where she wanted to prove that guys have it easier and they get more things. So she like cut her hair short, became a guy, and then it's like crazy thing where a guy actually fell for her.
Yeah,
she had to let him know.
She didn't realize he was gay. He thought he was gay.
No, a girl fell for her. That's what it is. A girl fell for her, and she had to say.
And she realized all the stuff that girls treat.
Yeah, a girl fell for her, and then she had to finally prove to her like I'm not who you think I am, and I did this to prove. Like, it's a crazy movie, but I can understand it. I can definitely understand it.
Has Tom made a decision yet?
About what?
Alyssa Milano, Kelly Wayne, he needs to pick. We need to know what type of friend we hanging with.
Mm. Tom, he said he was going to take the weekend.
Oh, okay.
To watch things that, you know, the old stuff that we grew up on.
Is he going to watch the stripper movie with Jesse?
I'm sure he will.
See, I feel like that's cheating.
If you recommend it to him,
I feel like that's cheating, though.
Is it?
Because once he see those lady humps, he'll be like, man, I'm going with her. I don't care what she looked like.
He'll have a biased opinion already.
Yeah.
What the hell am I being dragged into right now?
Tom, we're just trying to culture you, man.
I appreciate that. I'm on the phone with someone, and then I'm starting to hear this.
It's all right. We're trying to culture you. That's all we're doing. Dave in Connecticut. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Alan. Steve from Connecticut.
Oh, Steve. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah. Clark, you'll appreciate what I'm about to say. Like I told you before, I hated you as a player, but always respected you because you were a dog. These Knicks, they're talking about running them into the ground with the minutes they're playing. From the time I was 32 years old to the time I was 40, I played basketball 3 nights a week, nonstop, 52 weeks a year. I did that for 9 years. You couldn't keep me off that court for a minute. So if these dudes, if they're telling them they're being played too much, they're not built for it. But I don't think that's the case. I think Josh Hart, those dudes, they're in their mid-20s. They're going to be fine. They're not going to get tired.
Yeah, they're not asking for time off. It's us complaining on behalf of them.
It's other people that are saying they're being overplayed. I don't understand. I don't understand it. I'm telling you, there are cases where you could say, all right, up 25, whatever it is. Like, I know. Then you're like, yeah, let's not tempt fate, right? That's what you say. Don't tempt fate. Get him out of the game. That's been a tale as old as time. They've done that in the NBA forever. But this notion that a player plays too much, like Candace Parker's argument about the Knicks is that these guys like Hart and DiVincenzo that have had to play a lot of minutes because they've been injured, that's going to come back to haunt them in the playoffs. And I'm thinking to myself, why?
That's BS.
Like, why is that coming back to – like, he's not 38 years old. He's 27. So, yeah.
Exactly. not only did I play that much, but I worked 48-hour construction jobs. 6 days
you're
a week,
different.
One day off, and I bought.
Steve's built different.
I didn't miss a day.
Who the hell are you, Deadpool? Who are you, Deadpool?
Hey, I ain't a professional athlete, but I'm a dog, Bart.
He recovered like Deadpool, man.
No, he's built different.
If Christmas fell on one of those days we were supposed to ball, I was sending a group text to see if we could get 10 to the court. So there's no way these professional athletes can't do it.
Can't stop, won't stop. Love it, man.
That's it. Got that Tom Brady in me, Bart.
Appreciate you, Steve. Thank you, man, for the call.
I got that dog in me.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Let's take Alex in Orlando. Alex.
Hey, Alan. Hey, Bart. Hope you guys are doing good, man.
Good.
Real quick, I just wanted to talk about, before I was going to touch on my jet point, but before anything, I just want to talk about, man, can we just thank God for Jalen Brunson? Man, like, we've been praying, we've been fiending for a nick like this for how long? Alan, you know this. Man,
a
I just wanted, first of all,
since Patrick left.
Up?
Since Patrick left, that's what you've been waiting for.
Man,
yeah.
I just thank God for him. Man, he's a baller. He's everything we need. This is my car. It's going off. But real quick, Jets, I'm like you, Alan. I just wanted to say, like, I'm a little nervous. We need a wide receiver. And also, would you guys touch on MetLife a little bit? Man, every time I've gone, it's raining. They need to do something about that place, man. It's a little gloomy. Every time I go,
every game, it felt like every 1 o'clock kickoff for the Jets, it was pouring rain, right, Bart? You weren't there.
It was crazy.
It felt like that. Alex, thank you, man. Like I still don't get when they built that stadium. What the hell are you thinking of putting a dome on it? Could have had Final Fours.
Yeah, using the elements,
could have had Super Bowls.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
$2 billion, too. They're like, man, I got $2 billion. I can't pay. I'm not paying $2.1 billion. The $2 billion that they got in Dallas, probably with some ununionized workers, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that.
No,
but
like
I also
down
know
there, they got different rules.
You're hosting Final Fours. You're hosting Super
at Dallas,
Bowls.
Every big boxing match,
anybody
been taking boxing fights from Madison Square Garden because they can hold more people, fights.
I mean, but think about just the amount of business that you could possibly have and all of it. It's not happening. You know, in Chicago, did you see that Chicago, so Soldier Field is finally going to be.
That looked dope. They moved the site too.
They are going to keep it downtown. They're going to keep it like in the same area. But what they're going to do is put a dome on it.
Yeah.
And that's smart. Because in Chicago now.
That's what Minnesota do.
Minnesota and also Detroit. They built Ford Field, what they do. And it's smart. You put a dome on it, and now you can have not just games inside, but then you can
Green Bay's the only person there, but ain't no events going to go to Green Bay anyway. So they ain't missing out on
that. Right. That's their thing, and that's fine.
They ain't going to do no Final Four in Green Bay. Who driving up there?
Seriously. And Soldier Field, I mean, that was, you know, the nostalgia of playing in Chicago was the wind and the snow and all that stuff that made it treacherous and tough and all. And I get it. That's the history of it. But if you're looking from a business standpoint, you build a retractable dome, which is what I think. Isn't that what Atlanta has?
Yep.
I believe Jerry World is retractable. Is it not?
Houston, Reliance Stadium has
just
that.
Have the idea that I can open it when the weather's not bad, but if it's bad, I can close it, and I can have, you know, games, and I can also host events and make a ton of money.
Yeah, everybody has that. You think Arizona has that?
So if Chicago's doing it and they wouldn't do it in New York, it is stupid. Beyond stupid, but that was the choice they made.
Some fake traditionalists like, no, yeah. Have options, man. We got technology now. We can have retractable doom. Yeah. You know, things. It ain't like you got to have a dome like the old Metrodome.
Especially if you don't have
RCA
real grass.
Dome.
If you had real grass, I could understand you want to keep it real. But you don't even have real grass. You're going turf, but we're not going to put a dome on it.
Yeah, I can say, who else has it?
Who thought of that?
I'm trying to think. Is RCA dome, is that retractable? That's retractable too. Indianapolis.
RCA Dome doesn't exist anymore.
The new one. The Luke Oil Stadium.
Yeah, that new one. Yes, that does open up as well.
Yeah, man. Like, come on, man. What are we doing?
I know.
We should be better than that.
By now? In New York, of all places?
New York.
We got to have
supposed
that?
To be the Mecca. Supposed to be the greatest place. Supposed to have the best of everything. Got the worst stadium. Ranked the worst stadium
and
in football.
Ugly. And it's ugly.
They need to go and redo the outside. And it's, it look like a damn toaster, man.
It does. Awful.
Or look at cheap-ass air conditioning unit. Like, yep. The RC unit with the RC unit in the middle, and you got the vents that's protecting the outside.
Yeah, exactly. 800-919-3776. We'll continue with your calls. Having fun with you today on a Friday. It's Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Friday vibes. Just don't be passing by. K-Show top of the hour. We got some breaking news in college basketball.
There's been so much breaking news, man.
Yeah, but this,
is this,
this
a Han bomb?
No. But this is something that I think we aren't surprised, but it's now official. Michigan is moving on from Juwan Howard.
Damn, that was only like 4 years. They had one good year, and now he's – oh, how the mighty have fallen.
8-24 this season. They were in last place in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
No, you know, they and when he first got to, they put together a, you know, a hell of a team. Yeah.
He choked too many people.
Won the Big Ten. Was a number one seed, got to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, he choked too many
people. Had a Sweet 16 appearance as well. And then last year it started to slip, and then this year it really fell apart. He's had a hard time recruiting-wise. Again, the NIL and the portal and all that stuff is tough, but he's also a tough coach, and there's guys, people don't want to play for him.
Yeah,
you know,
that
like that's the other problem. So he was 87-72 in five seasons at his alma mater, and all he did was
five seasons.
He was an NBA coach, remember. He was a guy that some NBA teams were looking to hire as a head coach, and he wanted to go back and get Michigan back on the map. And he started to do that, and it has fallen off.
Is to blow him off the rolls as far as him coming back and coaching at a
No, I think he'll find his way back in the NBA.
Yeah, as an assistant, yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying –
Well, yeah, he'll start that way, and then he just – you know, you put in a little bit of time, and then somebody will give him a shot. I think so. I think people had a high regard for Juwan Howard as a coach. So, you know, we'll see where he goes from here. But Michigan now will be looking for a head coach. So there's that.
What they hire Woody?
Mike Woodson? Well, you know what's – here's the thing. Indiana, there he's going through the same thing this year, Woody. And there's people calling for him, and they shouldn't. But, you know – It's college basketball is so volatile now. It is really year to year. It's incredible. We've talked about the 5-year thing in sports used to be a thing for everybody. No matter what sport it was going to take you, a GM, 5 years to build something. In the NFL, it's 3. Oh, if you're not showing signs of growth in year 3, then it's probably time to go. You ever notice that? Like, how is that? When did that become a thing?
I don't know.
That if I don't know in 3 years, I probably should just reset. And now you're just constantly changing instead of just let it take hold. I go back to Michael Malone in Denver, and how the fans there wanted to – they started a petition to fire him. There was a GoFundMe page. to fire the man.
Look how,
so
look
it took a bunch of years. They went through injuries and everything else. It took 7 years. He won a championship, though, their first ever. You leave it alone. You let it grow. You let it develop.
Look at Budenholzer. Look at Nick Nurse. He won a championship. And they fired his ass.
Yeah. Well, again, you start to get impatient. You start to see it's not working. But that's been the problem, I think, in sports is the impatience that comes from fans and then owners. And then we just start to say, it's not working. It's not working. Blow it up. It's not working. But there are some situations where you just say, these are really bad decisions. You got to get rid of this guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how about this with Joe Douglas? So there's only two players left from I think, his first draft.
I know what you're saying.
And those two players are not expected
to...
Yeah,
Mekhi Becton.
Yeah. So Bryce Hall signed with Tampa.
Yep.
He was a fifth-round pick of that 2020 draft. Only two players are left from that draft class, and that's Mekhi Becton and Ashton Davis.
Ashton Davis will be back, I think.
Oh, great. So one player from an entire draft will still be here 4 years later.
But what I'm saying is,
that's a bad draft.
They got better. They got better than Hall. Hall was a good player, but they drafted him. But then they were able to. You got to give him credit for bringing in DJ Reed, who was a slot nickel, mm-hmm. who's moved out to the outside corner and has formed the best tandem, cornerback tandem in all of football.
Okay. All right. I want to dwell on it. I'm just pointing it out. Like, these are the things though that can start to unravel for you.
I wish you
and. I just think a lot of times patience is necessary. Like with Joe Shane right now at the Giants, like I don't want to hear about the impatience. What we know right now is he's building a lot of other things, but we also know is Joe Shane doesn't have his quarterback yet. Brian Daboll doesn't have his quarterback yet, clearly.
I don't know how they
and I don't know when
get
they're getting him. He might not get him this year.
I don't know
how
they're going to get him.
But they might not get him this year, though, Bart. This might be what they do. Drew Lock, Daniel Jones, we'll figure it out, and then we'll go from there. And this, it might not be
so that's
that
a
they
waste
have
a year.
To get him
that's
this
a waste
year.
Of year. You don't really – if you're to say we move on for Daniel Jones, you don't really expect to contend that much.
What's wasted if you're building towards something? It's not wasted as long as you're building. All right, look at these other pieces that we have had. Now we're just going to keep building this thing.
Yeah, but you're going to need gonna the quarterback. Be the Loch Ness Monster? Where are you going to find this mythical starting quarterback?
I don't know. How'd the Jets find one?
They drafted and traded for him.
No. They traded for Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Like, you don't know
who can you trade for now? And who's out there?
You don't know. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Kyler Murray?
They
hoping they're going to get tired of Kyler Murray?
Maybe. You don't know. You have no idea. But you just keep yourself in the game instead of just make a panic move for somebody that is mediocre. Right?
Yeah.
But we have impatience. And it's always – and we're all part of this. We're in the machine. I know. I've said it many times. We are part of the problem because we are creating that impatience and anxiety that fans then start to feel. And I completely get it. But the right franchises are not the ones that sit there and just react to what fans are doing and media is doing. Have a plan, stick to it, and see it through. But three – it used to be – tell me I'm wrong, all you old heads. People like that are my age. It used to be a five-year plan. A general manager would have 5 years to rework, remake, and then build up, and then you should be by year five among the contenders in the league if you're doing it right. You should be there, and if you're not there, then you screwed up. But owners don't want to. They feel like, oh, it's 5 years wasted. But it's something in sports that's happening now where it's got to be microwaved. It's got to happen immediately, and if it doesn't, you're out. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. What I also don't understand that's new in sports is this whole idea now that everything is a farewell. Everything is a goodbye. Everything is a message. Everything is is these things that you have to say. You know, it almost comes down to it's the thoughts and prayers thing that is so now just shallow. Something sad happens and a politician will quickly do the thoughts and prayers, right? Our thoughts and prayers go out. Yeah, and then what they'll do is, well, why didn't you tweet about this tragic incident? How come you didn't say anything? Well, I was a little busy, you know, trying to work on some legislation to make sure this doesn't happen again. You want me to run the social media, though, so I put up this show that I'm saying I feel so bad for this. So, all right, let me quickly, right? PR statements are put out just to shut everybody up so you can say, see, I said something. Because it's like, oh, my God, you didn't say anything. Why didn't you say anything? It's so bizarre. So now Saquon Barkley, you know, moves to the Eagles, and people were on his case. Because he didn't immediately go, because he went to Twitter to first respond to, like, Tiki Barber and stuff. But they're like, Where's your message to the fans who loved you? Where's your message? It's like, why do we have to do this? So here's Barkley finally. Okay, Giants, here you go. Here's your message.
The Giants fans that were hurt about me leaving, I got nothing but love and respect for all those guys and, you know, all those ladies and just the fans. For the last 6 years, they've been great to me, to my family, created so many memories. I don't think I really handled it the right way on social media. I think I could have gave a proper goodbye. Like I said, once I announced, everything kind of got hectic. But yeah, I'm forever, you know, forever grateful for the Giants fans and so thankful for them. And unfortunately, you know, the NFL is a business. And I was able to get to a place that I know I can come here, I can compete, and I can win. I can stay close to home. I'm just happy that I was able to, you know, be part of this team.
So he acknowledges that obviously him going to Twitter quickly, being a little triggered about the Tiki Barber thing, was probably not the best look. Of course it's not. But Bart, I mean, do you feel like you quickly have to send some message of thanks and all that stuff? I mean, I'll get to it, but
I never thanked the Ravens when I left.
You didn't, right? Did you take out a full page newspaper ad?
And nah, I'm good.
To the city that raised me, that found me, and all that. Like, you don't have to do that. It's classy, of course. It's classy to do, but this fact that now we're sitting there tapping our foot, waiting for you to say goodbye to us. Oh, you're not going to say goodbye? Oh, you're just going to go down to Philadelphia with your new friends and not say goodbye to me? Like, this is what we do now?
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing that, man. Like, I mean, listen, you're not obligated to do that. I mean, it's fine, man. Like, we moved on. It's cool. It was real. Like,
it's classy to send out a little something.
Saquon to be back. We'll pull out a billboard like Saquon played 15 years here. Like, he Peyton Manning leaving
Indianapolis. Won a championship. Right?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. I just don't get it. You know what I don't get to? You know what else is coming up now? How this has now become a thing with players who didn't win a championship and how we should be retiring their numbers. This guy's number should be retired.
Who? Saquon?
No.
I hate is the tribute videos from basketball.
Well, tributes. That gets silly, too. Right.
Like, bro, what are we doing, man?
Right.
Pick his guy dude played up eight games during half of the season.
But there was, I forget which organization it was, that I saw somebody tweeting, and it became like this big campaign about how this player, who was a really good player, but the team's never won championships, never did anything. And it wasn't like he was there for like 20 years either. Like, Patrick Ewing didn't win a championship, but he played his 15 years, and they were in the playoffs every year.
He was
an all-time great. So you want to put him in the rafters? Yes, because that's the longevity. But, like, Carmelo Anthony's number should not be in the rafters.
Bro, I'm looking at Gus Edwards. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Gus Edwards?
To the Ravens. Like, come on, man.
Gus Edwards.
Bro, we won't even remember
you. There's some fans that are reading it going, who?
We won't even remember you next year, Gus. Gus, what are we talking about, man? Like, you ain't Ray Rice.
If you have to,
you ain't Jamal Lewis.
If you have to remind,
if you ain't
people,
Jamal Lewis or Ray Rice,
who the bro, is,
we could care less.
You don't
less.
Have to say thank you.
If you ain't Ernest Biner, Ray Rice, I mean, we kind of even forget about Willis McGahee. But Gus, we damn sure don't remember you.
Tony,
we won't
Pollard.
Remember you 2 years from now.
Thank you, Cowboys fans. Thank you. Like, I just feel like this stuff is so ridiculous. And it just gets it goes too far. It's too much. But this is how we are today as society. It's like, you know, everything needs to be acknowledged. It's just,
yeah, everybody feels slighted. Grow up. Quit just being so damn needy.
Just go to your friends in Philadelphia. Just turn. Just walk away. Don't look back. No, I don't want your goodbye. I don't want your farewell. I don't want your thank you. Just go. Right, it's silly. Carl in the Bronx. Carl,
what's going on, Bartholomew Hollywood Han? So, I got two points and two questions about the Giants. One, you know, I saw they signed Jake Stoll, the tight end, and also my guy Chris Manhurst went to high school with him in Cardinal Spellman in the Bronx. You know, two tight ends bringing in. Does that possibly mean that, like, the rumors about Darren Waller retiring, or maybe the Giants cut him? You know, more possible. And then I saw the Vikings, you know, trading and getting, you know, now two first round picks, 11 and 23. What do you guys think about the possibility of the Giants trading back with them? I've heard a couple talks about that. And obviously they need a quarterback. And if the Giants at 11, you know, I think J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, or Michael Penix Jr., they all have a chance of being in that area. And you get a second first-round pick. What do you guys think of that possibility?
What I'm trying to say, if they – what they – the Minnesota has, what, 11, you said?
11 and 23.
I don't know if 11 and 23, if the Giants are in the market for – a receiver, maybe they can get Bowers, the tight end. You know what I mean? Get a ultimate weapon, or they can go get they can get him and maybe Keon Coleman, right? They can get a tight end and a great receiver, and Coleman, that'd be dope. And then address the offensive line there. But if you're the Giants, will you want to pass on a guy like Malik Nabers or Reezy? Like, that's, you know, it depends on what they believe that they need. If they can't get, you know, we talking about the Jets need a number one receiver. Well, so do the Giants. And it's looking like they're going to try and address the wide receiver room in the draft. So I don't know if that's enough. And I don't know if that's enough for Minnesota to move up far enough to get what they're looking for. Because I'm assuming they're not moving up there for J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, you would hope not, but you never know. Like, again, if you're just trying to find
this J.J. McCarthy ascension is ridiculous.
It is incredible, isn't it?
He was not good. He was just – he didn't do much. They ran the hell out of the ball, professional type of offense.
Yeah.
He wasn't just airing that thing out like nobody, and all of a sudden he's one of the fastest risers in the draft.
People are really excited about him. All right. By the way, did you mean Rome Odunze?
Yeah, Rome's Odunze.
Yeah, you were giving me Odorizzi. I think he's signing with the Rays.
Odunze. Romeo Odunze.
Rome Odunze.
Odunze. Doomsday?
Doomsday. Rome's That's what doomsday. He'll be. He'll be for all cornerbacks.
Dun, dun, dun. Doomsday. Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
I always feel good when I hear this song. It just makes me happy. Because you know why?
Yeah. Just got paid. Friday night. Party jumping. Feeling right. Booty shaking. Oh, the foot beat.
Then Tom's going to watch some.
Tom's going to freak. Listen, man.
All right, we so know we what got, time what, it is. You got a lot going on this weekend. What you can't wait to see, man?
I can't wait to see. I am so happy to be here. Yes, St. John's in the Garden trying to get her done, restore the roar, try and get back to prominence. Let's see if the 71-year-old man can go out and show the world that, hey, the transfer portal is open. Mm-hmm. Please donate. To the fund. We need a hedge fund so that we can get some real players with lateral quickness. So he don't have to coach so damn hard. I forgot that, you know, Sunday is coming, and this is like the zombie apocalypse in the city.
St. Patrick's Day.
When you think of St. Patrick's Day, people gonna be zombies at 11 o'clock. So be careful about getting to the city, man, because it's gonna be real.
People always be trying to take me Lucky Charms.
Zombie apocalypse. You're going to have guys urinating on themselves, throwing up.
And in the middle of it all, Islanders Rangers at the Garden in the afternoon.
And the Rangers.
So the bars over there are going to be insane.
Yo, Stout? The bars. Just imagine the game. Just imagine how drunk these people showing up to the game.
Yep.
They ain't going to make it past
Rangers.
Halftime.
Big game, too, for both those teams. Both teams played like crap last night, Islanders and Rangers. Both teams played like crap. Bad game for both. Rangers had a 2-0 lead.
What
up
is Rory
3-2
doing,
in the third
man?
Period. Lost.
Rory got to get his guys going, man.
Yeah, not good. No, didn't have the legs last night, Bart. No legs. It's a problem.
Did
it's not
Thibodeau
good.
On? Practicing
need,
too hard?
Need some Thibodeau. I think they, he's got to get in there. Yeah, so you got that. Knicks Kings in Sacramento on Saturday night,
tough.
Right?
That's
as well.
Tough. That's
so,
gonna be
but
tough
it all starts
pace,
tonight. 5:30, St. John's, UConn, Big East semifinals, first appearance since 2000 that they're in the Big East semifinals. They look like they punched their ticket to the tournament, but still, can they get the upset win over UConn? Can they do it tonight? The Garden will be rock. If they get into the final, forget about it.
If y'all see Molly, tell her UConn stinks in the face.
Molly tell no did
soup
go to UConn.
Tell her no soup for you.
Yeah, she did go. She did go to UConn though.
You tell her no soup for you.
You
no soup
that.
For you. Yeah. No soup for you.
Oh, this is big. Adam Schefter reporting.
Oh, God.
The Steelers are trading Kenny Pickett to the Eagles in a pick swap.
So
wait,
who they?
They can trade Kenny Pickett. The Jets can't trade Zach Wilson.
So they hold on. They traded Kenny Pickett. He going from a Pennsylvania place to a Pennsylvania place.
So he said once the Steelers signed
so
Russell
Fields,
Wilson,
Pickett
wanted to move on. So this is Pickett saying, "Get me out of here."
And they obliged him quickly.
Wow.
And he's going there to be a backup. Why would you want to be a backup for a guy that you're
Jalen
never
Hurts.
Going to play in front of instead of being in front of a guy that's going to be gone next year?
I don't know.
That's real dumb.
That's what
but I wonder
saying.
If that opens up the door for Justin Fields.
Could be a big weekend. See if St. John's can get it done. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bart, see you Monday.
I'll holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.